Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow, and this is How to Matter. Have you heard the saying, fools rush in where angels fear to tread? What I'm going to discuss is not quite that profound, but it is nonetheless something we need to take into consideration when we're thinking about leadership and leaders. I can recall when I was young, I had a pony, and I liked to ride my pony around. I particularly liked to ride him bareback. I suppose, though, at some point that I don't remember, I was reluctant to get on the pony. I was somewhat afraid, if you will. Probably the most common example of that is public speaking. People develop some anxiety, they develop some inner kind of turmoil. They're afraid. Maybe they know exactly what they're afraid of. Maybe it's sort of an undefined anxiety. But nonetheless, they're uncomfortable with the notion of getting up and talking in front of people. That similar kind of feeling, that similar kind of sense comes up with leaders. They are reluctant. They are afraid. They have anxiety about the decisions they need to make, the choices they need to make. But qualified, competent leaders are cautious, but they proceed. They don't proceed radically. They don't jump in head first. They don't leap before they think. But nonetheless, they do proceed. They don't give undue priority, undue influence to the potential downside of their actions. They think more about success. They think more about the positive consequences of their action. And they do, in fact, give adequate consideration to the potential downside, but they nonetheless proceed. So, point one in terms of leadership is proceed with caution. Do what you need to do with caution, but don't psych yourself out. Don't give undue consideration to the potential downside of your decisions and choices. One of the conclusions we can draw from the first leadership point is that we should take a deep breath, get on our pony, and ride. When we think about our organizations, though, we could easily find ourselves riding off into the distance alone. In leadership situations, one of the important factors is to be sure that our colleagues, our staff, those who are working with us, go along for the ride. Organizations are perfectly organized, perfectly set to accomplish exactly what they have already accomplished. Now, that might be just fine, except as a leader, you have a goal. You have someplace else you want the organization to go. You have something else you want it to do above and beyond what it has already done. The tendency of the organization, the tendency of the people in the organization, is to stay where they are, to not move, to maintain the status quo. And if we're not careful as leaders, what will happen is that we move things too fast, we push too hard, we kind of jam and pull and push and poke, and pretty soon we find that the organization isn't doing as well as it had been doing. What we find is that it is gradually and very subtly sometimes disorganizing. And we want to avoid that kind of an outcome from our leadership behavior. So as leaders then, we need to focus on organizational stability. We need to continuously and continually test the stability of the organization to make sure that it is doing at least as well as it had been doing, to be sure that whatever its strengths are still there, that it's still pursuing its activities in a reasonable and appropriate kind of way. At the same time, then, we need to keep our focus on our goal. So along with focusing on continuing organizational stability, we have to be sure that we are focusing on our goal. We're looking down the road. We have a good fix on the horizon where we want the organization to go. From that perspective, then, we can monitor how things are going. We can monitor our leadership. We can tell whether we are moving toward the goal while maintaining the organizational stability that is absolutely necessary for success. So the second point then is, as leaders, to move the organization ahead, focus on organizational stability while at the same time focusing on the organizational goal, the goal you as the leader want you and the organization to reach. The third point is an outgrowth of the first two. We know we should get on our ponies and ride. We should decide what we need to decide. We should make the choices we need to make. We should move the organization on and toward the horizon. At the same time, we need to be careful not to disorganize our organization. We need to do things in a way that does not excessively disrupt and interfere with the continuing day-to-day operation of the organization. A key to that is knowing how to make the decisions and choices we need to make. And that's a pretty complex field, but there is one point within that that is worth important consideration. We need to make our choices and decisions thoughtfully but quickly. It is certainly the case that kind of shooting from the hip, making decisions too quickly, jumping in before we understand what's going on, those are all very bad ideas. By the same token, we need to understand that taking too long to decide, being too slow to act, carrying things on excessively in the limbo of not deciding are very damaging to the organization. That by itself can cause excessive anxiety. It causes people to worry. It causes people to spend more time thinking about what's going to happen than they do about what they are doing today. So when we make decisions, when we make choices, of course it's important to stop and think, to understand the downside. But by the same token, we need to get on our pony and ride. We need to make the choice, make the decision. So the third point is make decisions and choices, but make them quickly with due thought and consideration. Be cautious in making them, but do in fact make the decisions in a timely way. Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.